What's up, Survivor fans? Another tribe swap, some new relationships going to three tribes, and some fresh starts for some people, and I've got a surprise for you guys. Survivor, Ghost Island, coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Survivor fans? Happy Wednesday. I'm sure you've noticed, but this is my surprise. Miss Dominique Price is back. Another little gem from Survivor Ghost Island, bringing back past hosts. I'm so excited for you to be here. Obviously, James and Paige are not with us. They're traveling the world right now, but we are so excited to have you, Dominique. I'm so excited that you're back.
I'm so excited that you called and invited me.
Of course. I mean, who else would I call?
I even wore a little island shirt to give me the vibe.
I just need you to have ghost face on, so it'll be like Ghost and Island. I need you to be literal here, Dominique. I need you to not disappoint our fans, because I know everybody in the chat is so excited to have you back.
I'm really, really excited to be here tonight, and this has been an interesting season thus far for Survivor, so I'm interested to get straight into what's been going on.
Yes, I am excited to pick your brain. You guys, I am Timothy Michael. I will be filling in for Paige, like I said, tonight. I want to get into your initial thoughts of the season, because you obviously have not been here. And I know that the fans in our live chat, if our wonderful engineer Steve can get that up for us when he has a moment, I want to hear what you have to say about the season thus far.
I will say, you guys know that I can't help but be brutally honest, so I
which
hope
is why
you guys
I miss
are ready.
You.
First episode, I was like, I think I'm kind of glad I'm not hosting this season.
But you miss
me,
right?
I always miss you. First episode, the players didn't jump out at me. I was kind of weirded out by the Ghost Island because I didn't feel like it was fully explained what Ghost Island was going to really mean for the players. Episode two, I really, really, really was captured by them kind of like unveiling what Ghost Island really meant. Being someone who has been an avid Survivor watcher since season one, I was really excited to see how they were going to put this new twist on all of the mistakes that we've sat in these very seats and argued over. And so I'm hoping to see a little bit more. I think, you know, them playing James Idol wrong really pissed me off. Like, that's, you guys should have seen me on my couch. I'm interested to see if the legacy advantage has anything in store for this season. I was trying to do the calculations in my head right before we walked in here to see what episode it could potentially be played. And then I was like, okay, I'll try and join the live chat if I can. But so far, the players are starting to now like grow on me a little bit. I have a few favorites. You know, there's always a bunch of people I hate, so there's that. but I'm excited. I think this season won't disappoint fully.
Okay. Well, you kind of touched on, you know, favorite players thus far.
Yes.
Who can I ask is maybe your favorite players so far?
Okay, so you guys, if you guys don't know, if you guys are new to live chat, if you're new to catching us doing the Survivor After Show, you may not know this, but I used to host, and I have there's just certain qualities that I look for in a Survivor player, and what it really is me looking for myself in other players. And so if I was playing Survivor, I'm going to be someone who is a strong competitor, because you guys know I did pageants for years. I'm super athletic. I used to run marathons, so I'm looking for someone who has poise. I'm looking for someone who's going to give you that athletic ability, but also someone who's interested in playing an actual like social game and isn't just going to rely on their strength to get them all the way to the end. I want somebody who can kind of give me all three. But one of my biggest pet peeves, as you guys know, is disloyal players. Like, if you give someone your word, because here's my thing, it's one thing to kind of play up a little bit, but there's another thing to like lie to somebody in their eyes. And I'm a strong believer in all you have is your word. So I'm very, very mindful of that. So far, Dez and Wendell are my favorites.
Okay.
I love Donovan.
Donathan.
it's just something about his spirit that I love. Like, when in, I think, I want to say it was episode three, he kind of broke down and was talking about his mother and his grandmother. And I think the cool part about Survivor is that they literally find people from all walks of life. Just knowing that he grew up in a really small town, and this is, you know, just the climate that we're in right now, just with the world, mm-hmm. I feel like so many lives could be changed if we just had an opportunity to be around different people.
Agreed.
And so for him to take this opportunity to be away from his family and to be around people that he never had the opportunity to be around in his small town, I think that's what's so... That's one of the many things that Survivor is all about. So I really hope he goes far. Now that he's made it to this point in the game, mm-hmm. I'm really feeling like he could actually be okay. His social game is there.
Yeah.
I think when he pushed himself in that challenge in the water, I was literally like teary-eyed. Like, you go, boy!
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I love Miss Dominique Price, because she never fails to disappoint. You mentioned that you look for players who are similar to you, and I thought that would be Laurel. Because
well,
she
that's
is...
the thing. Laurel literally, like, she played college volleyball.
Right.
Like, she literally, I love her too. Mm-hmm. The thing about her that I'm hoping that she comes out of her shell just a little bit more is that while I do feel like she's being social and she has a few connections, I don't feel like they're strong enough to take her into the merge. And that's what I'm just kind of like... I think people see the physicalness that she brings to the table. But if you guys notice, if you guys can kind of think of the last few conversations that you've seen Laurel have with mm-hmm. people, she's listening and she's giving kind of sound bites to let you know that she's listening, but she's not really engaged in the conversation. And
she's holding her cards.
And I don't even know that she's holding her cards. I think she might just be a listener.
Okay.
But I don't feel like it's creating strong bonds. When What's-Her-Face was at the water today talking to Angela.
Kellen?
And she was saying, like, hey, me and Dez, like, have built, like, a very strong bond.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing anyone bringing Laurel outside of... Donathan
yes.
into a conversation mm-hmm. about saying, I have this girl's back. And
yes.
so I think she may need to work on that, but she's up there on my list.
Well, on that note, let's dive into this episode mm-hmm. because I'm really excited to talk about it with you. So obviously we've had one tribe swap already. Now we have another tribe swap, and then another twist on top of that is now we're on three tribes. How is your...
Why, Jane?
I want to know everybody in the chat's like thoughts on this as
yeah.
well. Do you guys like that they're going to three tribes instead of the two? What are your thoughts on this?
I don't feel one way about it or not. Like, you guys, if you guys know, I'm all about the merge. Like, mm-hmm. let me just get to some things where there's an individual immunity. That's when I feel like Survivor really kicks up and we can have a conversation about the fight to the end.
Yes.
To me, it's just helping get rid of the random people that I'm still trying to figure out why they're there, but that's not my business.
That's interesting. I actually like the three tribes. Obviously, now we have Malola, Navidi, and Yanuya. I like
there
that
you go with those names.
I got it. I wrote them down. I'm just like a Fijian over here. I know all these names. I feel like... Yes, it's going to weed out the weaker players, but then it also gives us a chance to kind of see these players more in depth and have like a new dimension, a new backstory to them, because there's only five people per tribe now. And when we go to the tribes themselves, we kind of see these players as individuals rather than just a group of people. I like that there's three different tribes now. I was hoping that the Malolo streak would break with the bad luck, because now they have literally a 66% chance in trying to win instead of just a 50% chance, but we saw how that happened.
Mark my words, I don't think they will win a challenge.
Okay.
Before the merge.
Maybe we'll get into that. I mean, that's a good prediction. No, that's a good prediction. So Yanuya has Chris, Laurel, Jenna, Wendell, and Sebastian. Mm-hmm. And you had brought up that Donathan and Laurel had a very strong connection. Mm-hmm. And now he's on Navidi. I'm interested to see where that leaves Laurel, because like you said, he was really the only one bringing her into the fold. And now she's kind of not by herself. But she needs to step up her social game if she wants to succeed.
Yes.
Yes. Malolo has Michael, Desiree, Angela, James, and Kellen. Navidi has Bradley, Donathan, Dominic, Libby, and Chelsea. Now, Jeff said something interesting. He said that each tribe has three Navidi and two Malolo each. And this just brings me back to what I said with the last tribe, which was it just seems a little too perfect. Like, it's how do you get three tribes with literally three of each and two of each on each tribe? Like, the numbers, like, mathematically, statistically speaking, is like literally impossible. How? I don't, yeah, What is your take on this? I can't. It's so conspiracy theorist in me, and I understand that.
It's fate. It's one of those things that you're just kind of like, how is this that perfect? But I think it'll be shaken up a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like this season is all about just doing really random old Survivor stuff.
Yes.
And so I think that they have a few more tricks before we get to the merge.
Yeah, we'll see. So we go to the Yanuya camp to kind of see what's going on there. I feel like Chris, who is rubbing people the wrong way already, is the new Debbie. And the only reason I say that is because Chris has multiple talents in his arsenal. He's an entrepreneur, he's a model, he's a baseball player, he's a volleyball player, he's a trainer. He's all of these things. And Debbie, if you don't remember, was one of my favorite players. I just loved her.
You know I don't like
Debbie. I know you don't like Debbie, but I did love Debbie. But I just bring this up because in the beginning, you had said that you really, in the beginning before we started shooting, you said that you liked Chris.
What I said was...
Okay, clarify.
I said I have a love-hate relationship with Chris.
Okay.
I hate those people who, like Debbie, talk a lot of stuff, but rarely ever, like, backed it up in
yes.
actual competitions. You can see that Chris is very overly confident, but he has a right to be because he's come through since the day they stepped on that beach.
True.
However... Chris is the guy that you see in the bar who is so full of himself and thinks that he's the hottest piece yeah. of the tail in the bar when he's not, you
yeah.
know? And so I would love for Chris to be knocked down a peg just so he humbles himself, because I feel like I would like to see him play for a while just to give us a little bit of variety in the people playing once we get to the merge.
Yeah.
But I could not imagine, I personally could not imagine being on a tribe with him and listening to him talk. Like, literally, Laurel was talking about how she played volleyball. I played volleyball. I actually won a tournament in Chicago. And I'm like, who? Let her have a moment. Did you know I model? I'm a professional model. I just don't want anyone to get upset that I'm a model. Who cares?
I completely agree with you. I think that Chris could be a good player. And normally, I don't really go for those, like, physically. I think, as a panel, usually
yeah.
go with the underdogs. And you and I especially. We
yes.
have history with going for the
yes.
underdogs. And I feel like I never gravitate toward anybody. And I'm not saying that I'm gravitating toward Chris, but I see what you're saying.
Are you really?
I do. I see what you're saying. I see how he could be a good player if he humbles himself and knocks that cocky attitude off just a little bit. Because... I mean, we'll see. Because apparently he's getting on Laurel's nerves. He's getting on Wendell's nerves.
But literally, you guys, let's be honest. Like, how would you guys feel? How would you guys feel if you were on a tribe with Chris?
I mean, he would probably annoy he would annoy me a lot. He would. I mean,
right.
Nobody likes a braggadocious person. Nobody.
But it's like, outside of doing our challenges and going to tribal, I have to be in your presence. 24/7.
Yes.
I need you to think of something else to talk about other than yourself.
Yeah.
Because I would literally, that could be a reason why someone votes you out.
I know.
Just because you're frustrating to be around.
Yeah.
Like, let's think about Michaela.
Thank you.
You guys know Michaela was one of my faves.
Yep.
I loved her, but I had to be honest with you guys and say, hey, she's sometimes hard to be around because her attitude is stink.
Yeah.
You know, like, that plays a part. Like, if it's getting down and now we're, let's say, for example, now we're down to it's just the Alliance.
Yes.
Now I'm going to think about, okay, well, who do I want to be around for the next few days? Mm-hmm. Not you.
No. No, I completely agree with you. Moving on to the Malolo tribe, the new Malolo tribe. Michael is happy with the new five because obviously he was on the bottom of his old tribe, along with Jenna. Stephanie had gotten voting out, obviously, earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Where Desiree, Angela, and Kellen are old Navidi. So that leaves him and James. Now, James says that the old Malolo saved Angela. And Angela is one of those players for me where I gravitate toward Angela a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after this episode, hearing a little bit more of her backstory, she's one of those people that's very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And you like that. So
mm-hmm.
I want to hear what you have to say about Angela.
Okay. Okay, guys.
Okay.
I really, 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 really like Angela.
Okay.
I do.
I thought you would.
There's something to her social game that is extremely lacking.
Do you think it's because she's
can't
too loyal?
No, it's not the loyalty angle. It's through her confessionals, I feel like we as an audience have had an opportunity to really get to know her as a person, because mm-hmm. I feel like that's where she opens up. I'm not seeing her open up with her other castmates, like at the, or tribe mates for the, I'm sorry, for lack of better terms. Have you noticed that she really hasn't had a conversation with anyone?
Well, she did tonight with Chris and Dom. She was kind of spilling the tea on everything that was going on
but
in her old tribe.
But that's the thing. She was talking about that, but she wasn't talking about like me as a person.
Right.
You know?
Like she says her personal stuff to the camera interviews, but she
but
doesn't.
But it's not like, and don't get me wrong, at the end of the day, like I really, really, we don't get to see everything. So what they talk about off camera, who knows?
Of course.
And there's still a lot of like backstory that we haven't seen from a lot of the members. But my thing is, because she has such this big thing, like, okay, I came from the army and this is how we were there. I think allowing someone into that just a little bit mm-hmm. would allow them to understand like why she's so upset about what happened in her last tribe.
Yes, and why their lack of loyalty upsets her so much. I completely agree with you, because in the military, it's all about your fellow.
You have to have each other's back.
Exactly, yes. Like you, I totally gravitate toward Angela as well, and I'm excited that she wasn't targeted tonight, but we'll talk about that. Let's move on to Navidi, because Dom and Bradley are on the same tribe. And I knew from the start, as soon as I saw them on the same tribe together, I was like, they're going to butt heads, just like him and Chris butted heads. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can't. You guys don't understand. So tribal before last, when that vote came down to Brandon and Bradley,
yes,
I was sitting there like clenching my toes and my hands like, mm-hmm. just let him go.
Yeah.
Because he's so overly confident. Like he thinks that he's kind of like a Chris, but in a different way. Like Bradley thinks he's so smart mm-hmm. in that he's smarter than everyone else there, that they should just automatically listen to him and that he's in charge. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, like, babe, you're not a lawyer yet. You're a law student, ooh. Which probably means you know crap.
And you are a lawyer.
You're in law school, so you think you know everything, but you don't.
Of course.
And so I also don't know, like, he seems like he would be a strong player, mm-hmm. like, strength-wise, but I don't know that he actually brings that to the table when you really pay attention to these challenges.
I agree, just like James. James never brought anything to the challenges. I agree with you. I like that you brought up the similarities between Chris and Bradley, because Chris is more braggadocious and cocky in like an external way,
yes.
whereas Bradley is more braggadocious and cocky in like an internal way, where he's like, I'm smarter than everybody else, whereas Chris is more like, oh, I'm stronger and more better looking than everybody else. It's interesting.
I would like to see
those two on a tribe together
too.
To see that
I think
dynamic.
They would kill each other.
I mean, clearly everybody wants to kill Chris and Dominic and Bradley. Like the three of them, I don't want to say they're alpha males, but they kind of are.
Oh, it's control.
In totally different ways.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And this is why I love Survivor, because they put all these people, like you said, from all walks of life, and they just put them together. Fascinating. So let's get into the immunity challenge really mm-hmm. quick, because this is a Survivor favorite. Everybody's blindfolded except for one person, who's the caller. Desiree is the caller for Malolo. Wendell is the caller for Yanuya. And Dominic is the caller for Navidi. Dominic didn't surprise me to be the caller. Desiree also did not surprise me. Wendell
that
did.
That surprised me.
Desiree? Really?
I was really, really surprised to see her as the caller. I wasn't surprised that Wendell was a caller. I was surprised that they picked Dom, but it seemed like that was probably something that he might have pushed on to them. I was really pleased at how Wendell pulled out that challenge. I think
yes.
he demonstrated his leadership skills to a T.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that it was very interesting about forgetting the bag
yes.
and having to go all the way back and get it. And he didn't allow that to fluster him,
yes.
which I think just goes to show a little bit more of his character.
And piggybacking on that, not to cut you off, but I feel like that pushed him even further mm-hmm. to be like, I need to get it together or
yeah.
else I'll be on the chopping block. So yeah,
for sure.
Continue.
For sure. It was so funny because as we were watching together, I was just like, is Desiree hoarse? Like, the sound of her voice was irritating the crap out of me. And so I was like, I can only imagine if I'm blindfolded and that's what I have to listen to.
Okay.
I would have been all kind of screwed up. Like,
unlike you, I wasn't surprised that Desiree was the caller for Malolo. I thought that she would have been a good caller. And she was. She got her team to the end. What she isn't good at is puzzles. And we knew this.
Right. And that's what, and that's why I laughed so hard, because I was like, if you paid attention, it wasn't that she was bad at being the caller. She actually was great in the beginning, like getting them through the actual physical, like making sure that she was telling two different groups of sets of people, because that's what Wendell's issue was at first. Like they could have actually had a better lead if he was able to pay attention to both sets at the same time. Desiree did a great job, but I don't think they thought the entire challenge all the way through. I think they weren't paying, they were thinking like, oh, she's going to be the caller, but we're going to be doing the puzzle, not thinking on the fact that they would be blindfolded doing the puzzle. And I think that's what just really like screwed them up.
Before we get more into the immunity challenge, I do have a word. If you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do and who doesn't, we've got a podcast for you. Now, Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Now, on a personal note, as a host with, you know, aspiring in this industry, Maria has been there on every step of the way. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Everybody loves free. It's free, you guys. Let me say again, it's free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you to her, her own AfterBuzzers. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out. And just piggybacking on that, you guys, we love having you in the chat. Please subscribe to our channel. Please give us a like, a thumbs up. If you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. It really helps us out and it keeps the lights on. So thank you for that. Back to the immunity challenge. I was surprised, just jumping right back into it, that Angela wasn't the caller from Malolo, because she has this military experience. And I think it would have been good for her to have the spotlight on her to see what she could do. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I wonder, do they just sit down and ask each other, like, what are you good at? What are your strengths? Can you swim?
I think so.
Can you dive?
I think so.
Are you afraid of water?
Nobody better be afraid of water, ever. I mean, Saree, you guys know, she wasn't...
But what I'm saying is that in my mind, I feel like that has to be a conversation that you have right away as a tribe to figure out, like, who should be doing what. To me, it's just like, we've never seen the conversation be had, but I just wonder, is this something that they discuss? Do they strategize on this as a whole? Like, heck, you got all this time. Like, practice your puzzle. Somebody rip up a piece of paper and let her just sit in a corner and practice. I said paper.
Rip up some paper and try to see
if you could put it back together. Your tree mail.
You know what? I like your innovation. And
I know.
I love it. I love it.
I'm telling you guys, the day that they decide to take Survivor someplace without bugs, I will play.
I think the one thing that I love about this challenge all the time is it's kind of like a little bit of a mischievous kind of reason, because I love seeing them bang into things.
No, I like literally as I was sitting watching, somebody said in the live chat that they should have helmets when they play this challenge, and I couldn't agree more, because of course the lawyer in me is looking like, what is the liability here? Like, she could be unconscious. Like, when
she could be missing a tooth, a broken nose,
when
something.
Chelsea hit her head on that thing, pole. I was like, that pole, I was just like, Lord. I thought she was going to be on the ground. And then she was going to take poor...
Who was she with? She was with Donathan. She was with Donathan.
I was like, poor baby. He's going to be on the floor.
Yes. And then also with Michael and Chris on Malolo, they just kept banging into... And I always worry about the nether regions for the guys, because, oh, that hurts. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you've never experienced this, but the guys in the chat know what I'm talking about. Like, if you get hit down there, it hurts, you guys. So I always get nervous, especially with the face and it's very comical, though. It's fun to watch. It's good TV.
Interesting thing enough, like, I know this is very random, but I don't like things covering my eyes.
Yes.
If it's on my glasses, like, I don't want anything covering my eyes. I'm not into blindfolds.
I feel you.
So this challenge would really freak me out. So I'd have no choice but to be the caller.
Oh, there you go.
Like, I think it would only be because I
think that you would be a good caller, though. I think you would. And I get upset
when people don't listen to my directions.
So you might just jump off of that platform and run. I know you would. I'd probably be the one not listening. So here we go. So Yanuya wins first place, which is really great luck for them because it's a new tribe. So good for them. We all knew that they were strong out of the gate, though, because they have a pretty good tribe. So we'll see how that progresses. Navidi wins second place. Dom was able to kind of, you know, yell his way to the top on that one. And unfortunately, Malolo, with their bad luck streak, loses the challenge. There was no Ghost Island pick after this, which I found fascinating.
I thought that was so strange. And you guys know that I hate when they don't fully... I hate when they don't fully explain things. Mm-hmm. To me, like, Jeff never spoke about, like, oh, okay, we're not going to have a Ghost Island this week, but next week we will. Like, yes. It bothers my toes.
I feel like there's just too much going on with the tribe swap in the beginning. Because if you remember in the beginning of the episode, we didn't even go to, like, after tribal the night before. Yeah. And they talk about, oh, well, why did we vote out Stephanie? Blah, 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 blah. They didn't even do that. They just went straight into the tribe swap. So I guess it's just editing and time constraints, whatever. So we're back at Malolo because they feel defeated. Desiree obviously feels at fault because she was. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
But here's my thing. Is it really my fault that you can't listen? Because I was Dominique. Like, no, seriously. That really would have been my response because I literally heard her say at least 3 times, It has a point. It has a point. Touch the point and put it, like, literally just lay it right where you're at, like, but line up the point. And in my mind, I'm like, you can feel what a point feels like.
You guys, for everybody in the chat who is used to watch Dominique on the panels, you guys know infamously that you heard I disagree. And when we disagree, we go hard. So I'm once again going to disagree with you. I feel like Desiree, as the caller, should have realized that, hey, if you're not understanding or listening to what I'm saying in this way, maybe you should switch your tactic up and try to say it in a different way. You know what I mean? And I know what you're going to say. How many times can you say it has a point? Or how many different ways can you say it has a point? I got you. But
I do agree. I will give you this. However, I don't think she needed to just say it different. I think she needed to get her team rallied back together.
Agreed.
I think she should have said, okay, pause, breathe.
Yes.
We can do... Like, I think she needed to be a little bit more motivating. Mm-hmm. And I think that would have helped. Because I think she, like... Again, I think she may have been hoarse or something because there was a screech in her voice that really would have put me off. Like, oh.
You'd be like, I'm not listening.
I can't. Like, you're really stressing me out. And I think that if she would have just calmed them a little bit, that things could have gone a little bit differently. But when you're, and if you think about it, listening to Wendell, he was very calm as he was talking.
Yes.
And I think that like, if I'm blindfolded and somebody's screaming at me, like, that's going to put my nerves on a different playing field as opposed to somebody who's talking to me in a very calm voice. That's why I can't listen to Siri.
She's too crazy for you?
Very frustrating.
Okay, then. Well, we're really getting to know a lot about you. You don't like your 50 Shades of Grey is not your thing, and you don't like Siri. Got it. So here's the thing with Malolo. So the girls want to target James, and the boys want to target Desiree. Now, the girls want to target James because they feel like they have no personal connection to him, which is what you were bringing up earlier with Angela's social game. And what I found interesting was Angela's backstory. She's divorced, she has a daughter in college, she feels alone, and now she's like focusing on herself because for years, her entire life, she's put everybody else before her. And this once again just draws me more to her because I enjoy that kind of that backstory. And Angela sits there and she says, you know, I think that I'm on the bottom. But I was thinking about it and I was like, no, there's 2 and 2. You're the swing vote. You have literally the most power right now. This can go whichever way you want to go. Callan says that she can't trust Angela, which frustrated the hell out of me because I was like, yeah, because you screwed her over. Now, I'm like, Callan, come on. Like, that didn't make any sense to me. Then we go into tribal council, night 17, you guys. So we're almost halfway there. Jeff and you and I have talked about this, Jeff being the most shady person in Survivor history.
Jeff is the shade king. I've never heard someone be as shady as he is. The stuff that he says, I just be looking like...
Wait till the individual immunity challenges, because that's when he gets real shady.
That's literally the
best. I know. I'm waiting for it. But Jeff says Malolo is the worst tribe almost in history. They've lost 5 times, 3 times in a row. And what I liked about the tribal is that Desiree sat there and said, I take full accountability. And she said, it's not what happens when you lose a challenge. It's how you get back up.
Yes. I loved her statement about that.
And then I love that Jeff brought in James as well, because James was literally in that same situation when he lost the swimming challenge. And you had mentioned it earlier when Donathan had to kind of save him. I thought that was interesting because they gave James a second chance. And I was thinking, are they going to give Desiree a second chance?
Well, clearly they did tonight. They totally gave her a second chance. But I think that the difference in the James situation was they had different numbers.
Yes.
And I think that they were able to just kind of say, okay, we can take a chance on you. I think that tonight they could have easily said, Des, like, we need another man in this tribe and you effed up tonight, so you're gone.
Yeah.
But they didn't, because they're still trying to be loyal to their original tribe.
If you were Angela, who would you have sided with? Would it have been James and Michael or Desiree and Kellen?
It definitely would have been my original team.
Desiree and Kellen.
Once I say this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing.
Are you saying that just because of the loyalty aspect, or are you saying that for other reasons?
Here's my thing. I'm just like, if it doesn't make sense for... Because now I need to pause for a second and actually retract what I said. The loyalty comes more in when it's about, I've made an agreement and I have an alliance with you. And I'm going to do my best to be very, very straight up with this alliance if that's where we're at. They're literally almost creating an alliance through the original tribe that they were with, which I think James said it best, like, you don't have to continue to play with these guys.
Right.
But I think a lot of times that what we see is that when you have these tribe swaps, you feel like that's your security blanket. Yeah. So it's like, let's just stay here until something better comes along. And nothing better has come along for Angela, except for Chris.
Right. And I completely agree with you. And I'm glad that you brought up James saying that, you know, the day one tribes are completely random. You're not tied to those tribes in any kind of way, except for your own mental capacity. So why not switch things up? Why not kind of figure out your different ways? It's a social game. It's one of the best social games in history. So why not adapt and not sit there and go, like, I don't think there has ever been a season where I've heard old Malolo, old Navidi, OG this, OG that. Like, these people are literally sticking to their first day one alliances, and it's frustrating.
And we are on mix up number three, and your girl's getting confused. I'm like,
I don't know who's old Navidi, old Malolo.
Who's second to old?
It's very confusing. And of course, our people in the chat
are way better at this.
They're way better at this. Sheena123, Bria, Gidget69. We see everybody in the chat right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you guys are really good at figuring out who's on who. But when we're talking about it in person, I am on your page, Dominic.
Literally, so I feel like I need a chart.
Yes, so do I. So obviously, James gets voted out. And on his way out, he said it was a blindside.
Have you ever watched Survivor before? Do you need a dictionary? This was not a blindside.
No.
Like, you knew it was either Des, you, or Michael. Like, those were the people, like, in conversation.
There's only five people on your tribe. Like, it can't be that big of a blindside. Like, no, I was on the complete page.
Did you guys see something that we didn't see? I was like, why would he have thought it was a blindside? Maybe because Michael voted for him, but you don't know whose vote is exactly whose at that point.
That's true, because he only read three votes. So, yeah. Were you surprised that Michael voted for James?
No, because I think a lot of times you start to whisper, or there's conversations when, you know, production's kind of telling you to be on ice and you're really not on ice.
Yeah.
And I think that they probably just let him know, like, hey, this is what's happening. There's no way that James isn't going home, so do what you may.
Right.
And maybe that was his goodwill of trying to say, like, hey, I'm a lone ranger out here. Come play with me. I voted with y'all.
Yeah.
Not that it would have made a difference.
Just a shout out to Bri and Sheena123 in the chat. Of course, like I said, I could always depend on you guys. It's 9 original Navidi now and 5 original Malolo. But we'll see how that shakes things up. I think it was James's time to get voted out tonight. I think that he had his second chance. I think that the numbers, you know, Survivor Fate just happened to put him in a group where they lost. It was the Malolo curse. And he just happened to be on the bottom, and that's what happened. I felt like if he had performed better, they might have won and not have went to tribal in the first place. I mean, it is There's what it that. Is. Do you have any final thoughts on this episode before we move into news and gossip? Mm-hmm. No? Okay, so let's move into news and gossip. No. Ooh, I know, right?
What?
I know, we got new sound effects. Dominique obviously hasn't been here for a while, but yes, we love it. So not big on news and gossip this week, you guys, but I did want to shout out Survivor New Zealand, because they're headed to Thailand for their season 2, and it will be their 50th English language Survivor season. Isn't that insane? 50 seasons in the English language. Obviously, there are more out there. But yes, Survivor New Zealand. And get this, their cash prize is only $250,000. It's not a million.
It's actually very interesting because I was in Anguilla.
Yes.
And literally, I was in this hotel, and all they got was like this random channel. Don't even know what it was, and CNN. Mm-hmm. And I was, y'all know, I was over the news. But... Survivor France was on.
Oh.
And I was like, Survivor is all over the world. Like,
yeah.
But it was so interesting to see it. And it was just so cool. And so it then put me on a quest to figure out what the other survivors were, because I honestly had no clue that it was in other countries.
Yeah, no, I knew that it was in other countries. I didn't think that when you hear 50 seasons, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, they have to be like on a reoccurring.
Yeah, and I love that Survivor is across the world, because it is one of the greatest games ever played, ever created.
It's really a social experiment.
Yes.
Just to really see like how people are going to interact from their day-to-day lives once you put them in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and I would be interested if anybody in the chat has ever watched any of the international Survivors, because I personally never have. I feel like as Americans, we are very secluded in our mindset, and we only want to watch the Survivor one, but I would be interested in the New Zealand one. Obviously, we can't get it because you'd have to find it online, because obviously we don't get those TV channels.
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on YouTube. People in the chat, let us know if you've ever watched any other, you know, international Survivors that's not the American one. Let's move into predictions, because I'm sure we have some predictions to talk about.
I do want to say really quick though, because I think I forgot to say this earlier.
Yeah.
Somebody in the live chat asked how I felt about Chelsea.
Yes. I'm surprised they actually brought that up, because you have a lot.
Y'all must have been reading my mind, because I don't like her. But the main reason why I don't like her is that Jeff had, and I can't remember what episode it was, had brought up people really pulling their weight.
Yes.
And I don't know if anyone was really paying attention, but last week's episode, Chelsea like fell. She fell back into the water. She wasn't holding on to the doggone thing all the way. And it really wasn't, because her group had the numbers, it really wasn't even a discussion about how bad she was.
Right.
And I just honestly haven't really seen, I haven't seen any social game from her. Maybe she's just playing the background. I don't really, exactly, Chelsea who. She's not really playing a real social game.
Yes.
She's, from what I've seen, really horrible at the challenges. So I'm just like, is it going to take until we're at the merge for people to really see that she's useless? Or will she surprise us and come out the back swinging? My prediction is that she is going to flop and will be voted out, hopefully, once people actually remember that she's there.
Yes, I feel like there's a lot of women in these tribes who are doing that. Libby and Jenna are the same way.
Can't stand Jenna.
There's really no social game. They're literally flying under the radar.
Jenna tried a good social game. She twirled her hair.
Oh, she's trying to flatter
Sebastian if she could braid her hair.
Oh boy,
you know what I mean.
If that's your social game. We're not getting my vote at the end, girl. So predictions with the merge. I know somebody in the chat had said maybe episode 8. That would be 2 episodes from now.
Yes.
Which I disagree with, because I feel like they're going to have to lose at least 3 people to get to 12. And then that's when they start the original.
Mm-hmm.
Or the... No, wait. Because after this episode, now there's 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2... Yeah, so 2 more episodes to get down to 12. And then we would move into the merge. What are your thoughts?
I can't wait for the merge. I think that's when the fireworks really start.
Yeah.
However, I I think this is going to be really, really boring if we are going to sit and watch the same tribe continue to go back into tribal council. It's not like we've seen it before where the numbers just get super low and we're watching the same tribe, and it could happen.
Yeah.
But I need a little spice. So I'm hoping that next episode, Survivor pulls another cat out of the bag and it's something super random.
Yeah.
Here's
another prediction of mine is that once we get to the merge, I feel like the whole Ghost Island, some twists that they have will be more prominently exposed because it's the merge and there's only one big tribe. So, I mean, we'll see what the, I feel like the Ghost Island aspect was lacking in this episode because of obviously the tribe stuff and everything that was going on. But I hope that they keep on that tradition. It also doesn't help that the last Ghost Island that we saw, there was no game played. So it's like...
Well, the last two.
Right.
When Chris went, a game wasn't played.
That's right. So, yeah. Well, I guess we'll see what they do with the Ghost Island. I'm hoping that it's a little bit more exciting once they hit the merge.
Me too.
But yeah, any final thoughts on anything?
I hope... I just need some spice.
Okay.
I need some spice. Some fire flipping or, you know...
I mean, there's some burning of the flag next episode, so...
So I need more than burning of the flag.
Okay.
Been there,
okay.
Done that.
Ah, that's true. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I've missed you so much.
Thank you for having me. thank you to the live chat. You guys are super, super dope, and I'm really, really happy to be back with you guys.
I'm sure everybody in the chat, just as I loved you, and, you know, if they want to interact with you and follow you throughout the season, where can they find you?
Yes, you guys can catch up and know what I'm doing in life if you guys care to at Dominique_P_ESQ.
Yes, and I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere, guys, at I am Timothy Mike. Thank you once again for joining us, everybody in the live chat tonight. We will see you next Wednesday, hopefully with a full panel. I'm hoping that you can join us at some point in the season again if you would like. And then if anything, we'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.